There are no bombs going off these days in Jordan, but families say since the Syria war began, everything has changed. Salah Awad is a taxi driver and the father of 9 children. His rent has gone up by 75% in recent years. And as refugees now pour out of Iraq as well as Syria, he says things are rapidly becoming worse.
Life has changed for us. Our earnings are not enough anymore. The prices are higher. The rent is higher. Refugees have also impacted the workforce. For instance, laborers used to make enough money to survive, but now refugees compete with us, working at lower wages, and we can't make enough to support our families.
10% of the people in Jordan are now refugees from Syria, but international aid is dwindling along with the patience of host countries, says Andrew Walker, who heads the United Nations Refugee Agency in Jordan.
Over time, the Walker mat gets thinner and thinner. I think the security situation in the region magnifies the concerns of Jordanians of what the impact the refugees have.
The impact, he says, includes sharing the limited resources of Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, the countries where most Syrian refugees now live. The United Nations is seeking $3 billion for Jordan alone, but so far has raised only 5% of the money.
On top of that, you see the fighting that's going on inside Iraq and the displacement which is going on there. So one of the challenges is, when does this stop? How long do we have to keep trying to provide a humanitarian response to the political failures?
These political failures, he adds, could also spread the security crisis into neighboring countries. Salah's 15-year-old son, Zaid, says no one expects the wars to end soon, and he plans to join the military after he finishes school.
I want to defend my country and my homeland.
His father says fears that the war could expand are not nearly as troubling as fears that the economy will further deteriorate, driving Jordanians from their homes and adding to the millions of people now displaced in the region.
Our economy is at risk, but God willing, with Jordan's national unity, no militants will infiltrate our country. With God's help, our borders will remain secure and our armed forces strong.
After 4 years of war, he says he is increasingly anxious because every day it becomes a bit more difficult to feed his children. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Amman, Jordan.